For 3 years, many of Dallas's tech startups have grown together in Uptown, calling on angel investors for money and support from an old three-story church building. Now, the Tech and Health Wildcatters are moving to North Irving Street into an empty office building best known for its bright red 211 lettering out front and checkerboard blue paneling. The inside?
Well, it is a shell. It is a 8.5 or 9,000 square foot floor. And so it's a really a blank canvas.
Hubert Zajcek is co-founder of Health Wildcatters. It's an accelerator that's helped startups developing everything from a non-invasive blood glucose test to a physical therapy app. He says they'll occupy two floors of the mid-century modern tower.
And one of the things we really loved about the building is that there is a lot more open space in the building. So a lot of the startup community can move in there if they desire to. Co-working space and so forth. So there's a lot of opportunity.
Mark Lamster is architecture critic for the Dallas Morning News and professor at UT Arlington's School of Architecture. He says there's been debate about whether to tear down 211 North Irving.
And it's a big victory for the city to have somebody come up with a plan for it. And I think it's a wonderful little building. It's, you know, colorful and it has a nice place in the city.
Dallas developer Leo Corrigan designed the building, which went up in 1958. Corrigan also designed a tower a block away, which has also long been vacant. Still, Lamster sees a future for the neighborhood.
This entire little area here is undergoing something of a renaissance, and there's a new plan for Thanksgiving Square. We're seeing the Statler Hilton come back. So with this building regenerated, I think there's a whole new energy to this little corner of the city.
Both Tech and Health Wildcatters plan to be in the downtown office on July 1st. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.